Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday, the 22nd of July. Hope you're well. I was planning to do a pod earlier, but I've just had my head deep in Excel, getting ready for the football season. I've done, even for me, ridiculous hours staring at Excel this week. I'm trying to get stuff in a shareable format speed-wise for my trading group and things, and it's just taken me so much longer than I thought. So I've gone a bit Excel blind. Whilst I've had the golf on, I haven't actually watched as much as I would like, because I've had my head in my computer sort of just listening to it, really, and looking up and watching the odd shots. And Brian Harman, way out in front. But he ain't winning. There you go. I like to come out with a big old tune early. Brian Harman not winning. I know I'm hearing in the last 40 years, eight people have led majors by five shots after two rounds. All eight have won. Records are there to be broken. Most of those golfers were top golfers, all major champions. I'm not saying Brian Harman's not a top golfer, but he last won in 2017. I think he will get chased down. I think you sleep on that, personally. He has got a great short game, had a remarkable day yesterday, but I think it's a fantastic chance for Fleetwood. I'd say if he doesn't win this one, we're going to see another Westwood, a guy who doesn't win a major, with his near his home, with his home fans behind him, out against a guy who is not a major champion. It's as good a chance he gets. But your winner, it could be Min Woo. I told you in the YouTube preview, Min Woo Lee was three over after about 12 or something like that on day one. He's played six under since then. Jason Day lurking. I still don't think Spieth and Cam Young are out of it. I agree with McIlroy. I don't think the likes of McIlroy Homer are out of it. If you take five under as the lead and say Harman's going to come back, you know, if they can get to 4-5 under today, any of those, I think they will be right in it. Of course, Harman could run away with it. I could end up looking stupid. I'm taking on a guy who's five shots clear. But I personally don't think that come Sunday night we'll be crowning Brian Harman Open champion. You know, it's the Open, and I do think the occasion may get to him. A fair play if it doesn't. Play superbly. As I said, I didn't see a lot of it, but the shots I did see him hit, absolutely superb. So all queued up to be a fantastic weekend. You know, the big guns haven't fired one under. McIlroy, what's Scheffler, just got in, didn't he? Just made the cut, three over. Boy's going to have to sort his putting out. It's the trouble. If you can't putt well, particularly on a course like this, you can't. If your putting's struggling, because you will miss greens and things, makes it so much harder. And we saw old Mr. Rahm, who I did fancy to play well this week, you know, and he hasn't, but just losing the plot a little bit. Hatton, nine up the last, was it yesterday? I think the action will be at the top, and it will be Tommy, Min Woo Lee, Jason Day. I don't think Spieth's out of it. Don't think Young's out of it. McIlroy, Homer. I think once we get beyond that, we're probably talking about them being out of it. Who knows? And Sepp Strucker, an amazing. I mean, he won a couple of weeks back, an amazing back nine yesterday. He played a chip on the first day that was absolutely unreal over a bunker on 18. Just fantastic to watch the shot making of these guys. Absolutely superb. What else has been going on? Football's coming back. Poland, Denmark started yesterday. I've got a couple of bits of football for you for today, just to whet your appetite. I'll give them to you in a minute. As I say, I'm going to try and share a bit more. My whole setup has been sort of geared to doing that and being able to do it quickly and share stuff in the morning, obviously, with prices moving. So I've been sort of looking at that setup. We'll get that out. What else have we got? Old Jordan Henderson off to Saudis. The old LGBTQ+ advocate off to Saudi. Actually, a really good article that Betty Blogger forwarded me from Laurie Cantor, who's a professional golfer. I think he's made the cut, Laurie. English professional golfer. Yeah, he's tied 11th, one under. He went to live And he's obviously done an interview, and not many people know the name. Not many people, you know, will have heard it. But he's just refreshingly honest. He just sort of said that it's a bit embarrassing what's going on in professional golf. Totally agree with him. You know, the bickering and the press conferences and the sniping, it's not doing the game or anybody any good. He just said, you know, yes, there's things he doesn't agree with, but then he's played in states in America that have banned abortion. He doesn't agree with that. There's rules, laws in the UK he doesn't agree with. He said that if he had to live his life like that, he wouldn't play golf anywhere, because you can always find something, which is absolutely fine. And basically said it was a financial decision. He's pretty much guaranteed 500 grand a year, even if he plays terribly. And obviously the upside is if he plays well, which I've got no problem with. If they come out and that's what they say, I've got absolutely no problem with it. You go, okay, that's fair enough. That's what you believe. That's absolutely fine. I think there are different levels of human rights. I mean, I do think that overturning of Roe v. Wade in America is just horrific, personally, but that's another debate. But it was all the, oh no, I'm not doing it for the money. All those boys, no, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it to grow the game. The likes of Westwood Poulter sitting there, doing it to grow the game. Absolute nonsense. Just hold your hands up and say you're doing it for a load of cash. And same with the footballers. You know, I do think this will be a tidal shift in football. I don't think, you know, I said it the minute that it happened after Ronaldo and then those first couple of players when it was Kante and that, and people came back at me and said, no, we've seen it with China. This is not a China situation. Whilst people didn't grow up going, you know, kids grew up going, they want to play for Man United, they want to play for Liverpool, they want to play for Barcelona, Real Madrid, in my sort of era. No player grew up saying they want to play Saudi Arabia. Not one. They might come out now and pretend that they did, but not one footballer has ever gone, you know where I want to go? I want to go to Saudi Arabia. They are going for boatloads of cash in a massive sports washing operation that is going on from the Saudis. And just be honest about it. Just be absolutely honest about it. And it is really difficult to stomach somebody who goes on about LGBTQ and being an advocate for it, who then goes over there to play football, when you look at how they treat those people, how they treat women. And I just find it all a bit hard to stomach. But if Jordan Henderson goes, fuck it, I want a boatload of cash. I mean, the thing with all this lot, and I get it if somebody said it to, not being funny, one of you guys listening, they've all got pots of money. I keep saying they can't spend it. They can't spend the money that they've got. And they just all are so obsessed with this greed and cash. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, the good old days of players sort of finishing out their career maybe at a championship club or Scotland. Now they're all rushing over to Saudi Arabia, pretending it's something great. But it ain't going to stop. This lot have got a bottomless pit of cash, and it'll be really interesting to see what the face of football looks like in you know, 4 or 5 years, because these players still talk. They'll still meet up and talk and go, oh yeah, I'm earning X, Y, Z, and then other players will think, well, I can have a bit of that, and you will see a drip away. And I mean, the Premier League is probably best poised to cope with it, but you're going to see how it's going to affect the other leagues, France, Germany, places like that. Will be really interesting to see when players realise, well, we could go to Germany and play football, we can go to Saudi Arabia and earn fortunes. So yeah, be interesting to see. But old Jordan, good old Jordan, he'll be LGBTQ advocate. Let me get the Saudi Arabia sun, give me whatever it is, 78 billion million a year, and we'll forget all about that. What else has been happening? Old Farage, we're still going on about Farage, aren't we? Dan Wootton, honestly, what is the state of everything? And I agree, you can't just go around closing bank accounts. I've had dealings with banks, but the boy's still just a monumental grifter, and I can't believe it. It's just everybody's got to jump on a side, haven't they? I don't even know why we even discuss the guy. I just do not even know why we discuss the guy. How he's still the face of anything is absolutely beyond me. But there we go. Right, what else we got? Is that it? Nothing else, son? No, football's coming back. Let's get ready for it. So Poland and Denmark started. We've got a few games in Poland today. Sweden, Norway, Swiss. And then it'll all start trickling back. Belgium first ultimate next week. Right, where are we at? I was going to give you some football. That's it. There we are. Usual. Right. So I've done a YouTube recently on an over 2.5 trading method. This is where we can back over 2.5 goals. If it goes 1-0, I leave it. If it goes 2-0, then you can, or 1-1, you get your second goal, you can trade or green or remove your liability. But if it's 0-0 at half time, we do a little correct score cover. That is on YouTube. I've got two games for you for that method today, which is Rakow in Poland kicking off at 4:30 and Palmeiras in Brazil kicking off at 8 o'clock. If you haven't got a clue what I'm talking about, ask in the Telegram group or have a look on YouTube. But basically, back over 2.5 goals through the first 10 minutes of that game. If it goes 1-0, sit on it. If it goes 2-0, then remove your liability or green up. If you get to 0-0 at half time, then there is a correct score cover. Back 1-1 basically at half time. And then if a team goes 1-0 or 0-1, whichever way it goes, back 2-0. During the second half. But all that is on YouTube. I'm not going to have to keep explaining it. It is all out there. If you want to get involved, you need to go and do a little bit of digging. When we get FTS Advanced up for the 1st of August, the new season, I will have a calculator for you. Sam Cassidy has made it look pretty. That's what these good Excel guys do. See, my version was functional. His version is functional and looks better. Thank you, Sam. Right, I think that's it. I don't think I've got anything else. I'll have the Mindset Pod on Monday. I had a chat with Mike Rotzer during the week, and we've recorded that. I'll put that up on Tuesday. That was good. Nice lad. Say nice lad. He's 48. Nice guy. Thoroughly enjoyed talking to him, actually. Somebody I could sit in. Despite another one, a gooner. Another gooner. Always gooners poking their nose in. A lot of them about now, aren't they? They really are cropping up. I've got a bloke out, genuinely, this is no bullshit, a bloke who goes on the similar dog walk route to me. Lovely guy. He's got two Labradors. I've seen him and, you know, stroked his dogs. They come running up every time, probably for the best part of 3 years now. Other day, he's out walking in an Arsenal shirt. I said, where's that come from? He said, oh, I love the art. I said, well, I've never, ever seen you. All of a sudden, they've had one good season. He's out strutting his stuff on his dog walk. Another one, he's about my age. Grown men shouldn't be seen in football shirts. Little fat pot belly, fat fucker with his little fucking Arsenal logo on. Get out of it. Cruelty to animals. I said, it's cruelty to animals. He said, the dogs have got an Arsenal drinking bowl. God almighty, what is going on? But they're all popping out the woodwork now. Everywhere you go, you're seeing that Gunners badge. They'll soon get put back in their box when the season starts. Will Kane stay at Spurs? Will he? I've no idea. I think you've got to sell him personally. If you can get 80 to 100 million, it'd be madness. But then you can't replace him. But to see him walk out for nothing next year, all the people who say don't sell him and then you see him walk out for nothing next year will probably be even more gut-wrenching. Bottom line is he going to sign a new contract? Highly doubtful. So if he's not, you kind of got to say, look, you're going to sign or not. And if not, take the 100 million, you know, as painful as it will be, swallow it and move on. We've seen players leave Spurs all the time. So, yeah, who knows? But, yeah, we'll see. It all starts up soon, doesn't it? Right. I think that's it. I've got no stories. I literally haven't left the house. I've just been sat staring at Excel. So I will... I'll have all that ready for the season. Lots of stuff. It will sort of all take shape over the next couple of weeks as things get underway. And then I'll be doing more YouTubes and stuff like that when the season starts. More podcasts, they'll become more prevalent. And I'll be sharing, you know, I'll be sharing football on these as well, like I have this morning, at your own peril if you get involved. But Harman doesn't win the Open. Come on, Minwoo Lee. Rakow and Palmeiras for the over 2.5 method. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy the golf. I'll be back Monday with a mindset podcast. Tuesday, I say I'll put that guest YouTube up. And then Friday next week, first ultimate process of the season. Let's go. Have a lovely weekend.